Almost two-thirds of state prisoners are former inmates who are back in prison after committing new crimes or violating their parole. Milwaukee State Senator Lena Taylor says the best way to change that is to support church and community organizations that help released prisoners find jobs and housing. Taylor says she hopes the governor's commission includes the leaders of such groups as well as a former prisoner.
There are individuals who have been in prison who actually come out and are successful. I have to believe that those individuals have something to offer individuals who are making those same transitions that they've already made.
A former Milwaukee police officer says it will cost the state money to make reentry programs for released inmates succeed. Leonard Wells spent 27 years as a cop and 3 years as chair of the state's parole commission. He says in the 90s, millions of dollars were spent on beefing up the police force to lock people up. Now an equal amount is needed to help them when they get out.
We can put lipstick on any type of pig you want to. That pig is still ugly. You're asking the same community to embrace the reentry of that person they helped put in the prison. And you're doing it with maybe one-fourth of the money that you did for locking them up. It won't work.
Wells also says the state needs to provide more incentives to employers to overcome their fear of hiring people with criminal records. Governor Doyle says next month he'll announce details of his proposed new commission to reduce the number of African American males in prison. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.